This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So schools across the country, as we know, are banning education and books around many topics, including critical race theory, gender fluidity, or the mainstream narrative surrounding COVID. And it's really unfortunate, to the point that they're even burning books. Yeah. We just reported about this.
I know. It's like, oh, wow. It's not like the kids have TikTok or Google.
Right. Joining us right now is Jean Marie Navetta, Director of Learning and Inclusion from PFLAG National. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me here.
Now, this is obviously very unfortunate, but has it reached a tipping point? I feel like I've never seen this in my lifetime happening.
This is pretty extreme. It's funny, we keep talking about can it get worse, and it feels like every single day we are seeing something that is a little bit more extreme. We've certainly seen efforts to ban books. We've certainly seen efforts to control curriculum, but right now it is just such a completely organized, concerted effort to do this. And it's been part of a long-term strategy. So, I mean, it's not that this should be a complete surprise. I think the intensity and, frankly, the vitriol that is going on in it is what we're really feeling. And, frankly, also the way this legislation and these demands are being set up are scary.
Yeah. What are you hearing from parents of queer, you know, kids and about these issues and these bans specifically?
They're worried. I mean, because we're looking at something where this is being done in the name of allegedly protecting students. And in fact, it's not about protecting students. It's about preventing them from accessing ideas or concepts that you don't like. And in doing so, that we are literally denying the existence of some of these kids. So just like you said, for parents of queer kids, this is incredibly difficult because we are hearing teachers being accused of being predatory for teaching things about homophobia and teaching about LGBTQ identities, for example. We are seeing examples of, yes, book burnings, but also legislation introduced that would actually allow parents to sue libraries, school libraries could get hit with fines every single day that they don't comply, simply for having content that is reflective of reality, that is reflective of lives of children just like the ones that they are raising. And it's dangerous because we also know that these attacks are hurting the kids too, both the queer kids who obviously are constantly being subjected to this hate, constantly being excluded, constantly being made to seem as though there's something wrong with them, as well as the students who may not fall into these groups who are being damaged by having these examples set this is the way things happen. And this is not the way things should happen. This is not normal.
Yeah. Again, we're talking to Jean Marie Navetta, Director of Learning and Inclusion from PFLAG National. So I guess who's going to change this, or how is there going to be some sort of evolution here? Does it need to come from the federal level? I mean, because it seems like local or state leaders in some of these cases are not making the right decisions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it needs to come from a lot of levels. I think the first thing that we need to do is step back and acknowledge that what we are seeing now is the product of many, many years of organizing on the part of our opposition, organizing that really influenced people to get involved in their school boards. So we saw a lot of people running for school boards with serious agendas, which were not progressive, which were not inclusive, which were solely focused on rolling things back. So I think you're right. The solution needs to come at a whole bunch of levels. But the good news about this is there actually are things that we can do every single day, like every single day, every day people can do it. I mean, getting active in your community, making sure that you are registered to vote and you are voting in all of your elections, the most local ones right up to the federal ones. Reach out to organizations in your community like PFLAG chapters. We have seen tons of examples of where our chapters, for example, and these are just everyday people who want to do the right thing, are starting to intervene in these situations, are starting to step up, are providing support to families and to schools and to educators and to administrators who are looking for help. But it takes more people to do that. So getting involved locally, making sure that the school policies in your community are the right ones. So advocating for the passage of safe schools policies. And if you want to do that, you should totally visit safeschoolsforall.org to get more information. But even doing really basic everyday things that we don't think of as activism are critical. So, for example, donate some books to your school library. Donate those inclusive books, the same ones that are on the burning pile. Let's replace them so that way they can always be on those shelves and no student ever has to feel as though there's nothing for them.
Yeah.
And finally, advocate for the right thing. Start telling people what the right thing to do is. Give administrators a list of books that are suggested by the American Library Association, for example. And again, lots of those resources are available at pflag.org and on a lot of the sites of the partner organizations we work with.
Yeah, I really appreciate all those tips. I think they're very important. We have about like 30 seconds left. What other concerns do you have if this continues to happen across the country and people don't listen to these tips that you just gave us?
My biggest concern is that youth are going to get hurt. Beyond anything, they are getting hurt now and they will continue to get hurt. There is a direct connection between these attacks on them and their mental health and their physical well-being. We are going to see serious life damage. And that is a very real thing. And that's a scary thing. And I just have to question, how many bodies are we going to need to see piling up, you know, both literally and figuratively as we go through this before we start taking it seriously? This is, in fact, a crisis, but it is a crisis that we still can turn around.
Well, thank you again for joining us for this. Jean Marie Navetta from PFLAG National. Great work. So important.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.